This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. High school seniors are smack dab in the middle of what is either the best or the worst couple of weeks of their young lives. It is college acceptance time, which means it's also, for a lot of families, figure out how to pay for college time. But imagine, if you can, a place where you pay nothing to go to college, not one thin euro. How's that for a hint? Over the next couple of days, we're going to take a look at higher education in Germany to see what we might learn, possibly, from their model. From WGBH, Kirk Carapetta starts us off with the real costs of free.
It's a frigid evening on the banks of the Rhine in the medieval city of Cologne. Under the vaulted ceiling of an old Gothic church, the university orchestra is tuning up. In the land of Beethoven and Handel, it makes sense that a university would invest a lot in its orchestra. But that commitment extends far beyond the music program. The state pays for every student to study here.
Since tuition is free here, students really don't worry about student loan debt.
About what?
Student loan debt. Do you know what student loan debt is?
No.
No?
No.
In America, students now graduate with an average of nearly $30,000 of debt. But college in Germany has always been free. It's seen as a public good. Of course, there's a trade-off, as we learned firsthand touring the University of Cologne.
Okay. Now, I have to be honest, I really like this university, even though it's not the most beautiful one.
Our tour guide, Valeria Schwartz, is one of 48,000 students here at Germany's largest university.
The place is swarming with bicycles. It looks like, you know, it looks like most of the students bike to school.
Yeah, that's normal in Cologne.
Students tend to stay local, so there are no dorms. No active student clubs either, and every lecture hall we poked our heads in was huge. This translates to savings. The average cost of an undergraduate degree in Germany is $32,000, paid for by the state.
Majority of German voters agree that, you know, a decent start in life includes the possibility of free higher education.
That's Frieder Wolf. He teaches political science at another well-known German institution, the University of Heidelberg. Tucked in the heart of this quaint but vibrant city, the university offers a full program of courses, from ancient history to biochemistry. To limit spending, Wolf says, professors teach more and earn less than their American colleagues.
This is not to complain. I mean, I love my job and we've got a lot of freedom, but this is how we keep costs down, basically, larger classrooms. We've got courses with 40 participants, 50 participants.
Professors are also expected to handle a lot of their own paperwork.
Many administrative tasks for which you would have specialized personnel in the States is done by the teachers and professors here.
But do German students get the same learning experience? Professor Wolf says while they may not have top-tier colleges like Harvard, Yale, and Princeton, what they do have is reliable quality.
With all due respect, in the States you've got the best in the world, the best colleges, but you've probably also got some of the worst. Whereas in Germany, most everybody who wants to go to a college can go there. You'll get a decent education.
Still, we found German families who, despite the promise of free college, are willing to pay for the elite American experience. Johannes Kim and Jane Park live in Essen, a small suburb 50 miles north of Cologne. In the kitchen, their three young children are listening to an opera lesson on tape. Johannes graduated from the University of Heidelberg. He says the opportunity to build relationships with professors is something you really can't put a price tag on. And he wants their kids to attend schools with strong brand recognition.
The American college experience also is something that instills some sort of, I don't know, a very emotional bond to your university or to your college. That's something that is completely missing in the German system. Although I went to the oldest university in Germany, there was not a feeling of, I'm a proud graduate alumni of that school.
Jane, who is Korean-American, finds Germany's tuition-free model appealing, and she's conflicted about the American system.
I like to think that I have a strong sense of social justice, and great education is almost reserved for the elite in that sense, despite scholarship opportunities and financial aid. And in some ways, I am squaring, okay, do I want to feed my children into that sort of system?
Jane and Johannes' kids are young, so it will be a while before they go to college. And by that time, there's no guarantee that Germany will still be committed to the idea of a free college education. I'm Kirk Carapezza in Cologne, Germany, for Marketplace.